Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 7, text number 36. What Prahlad learned in the womb. Tada Puman Mukta Samasta Bandhanas Tadbhava Vavanukritasayakriti Bhavanukritasayakriti. It's a very long word. Bhavanukritasayakriti. Nidagda. Vijanusayo Mahiyasa Bhakti Paryojana Sameti Arhokshajam Tatpum and Mukta Samasta Bandhanas. Louder, please. Tada Puman Mukta Samasta Bandhanas Tad Bhava Bhavanu Kritasayakriti Nidagda Bijarusayam Mahiyasa Bhakti Paryojana Samit Yidokshayam Tada Puman Mukta Samasta Bandhanas Tad Bhava Bhavanu Kritasayakriti Nidagda Bijanushayo Mahiyasa Bhakti Padogena Samit Yadokshajam. Next. Anyone else? Any ladies chanting? Okay. Translation. The devotee is then freed from all material contamination. So this indicates a continuation of the prior verse where Prahlad is being told about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and by chanting one becomes purified. So this is a continuation of that thought or concept. The devotee is then freed from all material contamination. In other words, by chanting Hare Krishna. Because he constantly thinks of the Lord's pastimes, and because his mind and body have been converted to spiritual qualities, because of his intense devotional service, his ignorance, material consciousness, and all kinds of material desires are completely burnt to ashes. This is the stage at which one can achieve the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When a devotee is completely purified, he becomes anyabhilasita sunya. In other words, all of his material desires become zero. Prabhupada, he used to say jiro, jiro. Being burnt to ashes, and he exists either as the Lord's servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover. Because one thinks constantly in this way, these are all key phrases here, listen carefully. Because one thinks constantly in that way, one's present material body and mind are fully spiritualized. So one example is iron. If you take iron and put it in the fire, it turns red hot. Then even hotter means white hot, and then it can become itself fire itself. So the body and mind can become purified just like an iron rod is placed in the fire. The concept is there. They can be purified. And the needs of one's material body are completely vanish. This is very heavy language Prabhupada is using here. We have to try to relish these purports by Siddha Prabhupada. The needs of one's material body completely vanish, disappear from one's existence. We can't imagine such a thing. But it's clearly stated here by Saktivishavatar, Siddha Prabhupada. An iron rod, here's the example, you see. An iron rod put into a fire becomes warmer and warmer, and when it is red hot, it is no longer an iron rod, but fire. Exact same example. Similarly, when a devotee constantly engages in devotional service and thinks of the Lord in his original Krishna consciousness, he no longer has any material activities, for his body is spiritualized. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is very powerful. Just see Prabhupada's choice of language here. We should relish this because it's infallible. Again, advancement in Krishna consciousness is very powerful. And therefore, even during this life, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. All these statements by Prabhupada are power-packed. They're power-packed. The only question is whether we can get the wax out of our ears and actually hear what Srila Prabhupada is saying. If we can actually hear what Prabhupada is saying, we should receive in our hearts maximum encouragement of the process given by ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. If we can actually hear, then it is the part of the Chaitudarpanam Arjanam Bahamavagni Nivapan. It is part of the cleansing process of the heart, Shravanam. If it's good enough for Maharaj Parikshit, who heard from Sukadeva Goswami, it's good enough for us. Haribal! We have to develop that same keen taste, ruchi, as exhibited by Maharaj Parikshit. If we can develop, it's not a if we can. We can if we want, you see, it's all based on desire. So let's continue here, and we'll come back to all these very important points. The body becomes spiritualized. Advancement of Krishna consciousness is very powerful. Therefore, even during this life, such a devotee has achieved This is really heavy language. Prabhupada is using very precise language here. Even during this life, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. I don't know how many Prabhus sitting here feel that they have attained the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada is stating that it is, you could say, doable. Actually, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his bona fide representatives, everyone sitting here has achieved this shelter, but there's still some fog in the brain by which we don't acknowledge or understand this. We are in the shelter. We are inside of Ladini Shakti. There's nothing material about this place. It is not actually cement and plaster and wood and chandeliers and all these things. This is actually beyond Vaikuntha. This is Brajadam. As Krishna is playing on the flute. He plays on the flute in Brajadam. This is Brajalila. Even Lord Jagannath is, every year here, I think you're still singing Jagannathastakam at Rath Yatra. Even Lord Jagannath plays on the flute. So this place is no different than Brajadam. And Radharani we find in Brajadam. So the idea is that it is, we are not in a material situation. Prabhupada, I'll read what Prabhupada says again. Investment in Krishna consciousness is very powerful. Therefore, even during this life, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. The point is, we've already achieved the lotus feet of the Lord shelter, but we don't realize it because we have fog in the brain. But the shelter is already, because the shelter is given by Guru. It is awarded from Guru, Sambandha, from the very beginning. Sambandha means the beginning. Krishna is awarded by Guru, and the Guru is representing Guru Parampara from the very beginning, Sambandha. Relationship is given by Guru. The opening to Guru Parampara, the opening to the Guru Parampara, all the way up to Shishi Gonitai, Pachatattva, and ultimately Shishi Radha and Krishna, all given. Sambandha, from the very beginning it is given, but we are unripe. We are not fit in the beginning, so there's this darkness in the heart, and we can't understand the whole situation. But Sambandha means it's already there. At the beginning, from the very beginning, it is given by Guru. The holy name is given by Guru. And Guru is representing Guru Parampara. From the very beginning he is there, Sambandha. Because everyone knows it is said that Krishna is dancing on the tongue, isn't it? Yes. So we may be just like Kaliya the serpent, but Krishna dancing on the head will knock all the poison out. What do you think, Nakamaji? Very good, yes. Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya knocked all the poison out. So we're full of poison, no doubt about it. But by Krishna dancing on our tongue, I mean, it's not a question of speculation. Prabhupada is indicating like that. Krishna is dancing on the tongue even of the neophyte. So therefore, with time, of course, the rasa or the relationship becomes sweeter, sweeter, sweeter until somebody can come to that point of Shuddhanam, pure name. It may take some time, that's all right. Therefore, Chetu Darpana Marjan Bhava Vagni Dvapanam, we undergo purification. Under order of Guru, we undergo purification, we perform Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means rising early in the morning, 16 rounds carefully, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, like that. That's Vaidhi Bhakti. And then gradually, slowly, some feeling can arise, slowly, slowly. One can come to the Raghunuga or mixed stage, a touch of Raghunuga can arise. Raghunu means spontaneous devotional service. In the beginning, that will arise like if you have spectacles. You know, so many people are wearing spectacles, especially as we get older, right, Arjita? As we get older, spectacles become necessary, you know. But maybe Tattvavid has been spared spectacles, I don't know. You don't seem to have to wear spectacles, but most people getting older over age 50, they have to wear spectacles. So spectacles are there. Spectacles, they say in India. I've gotten the habit of saying spectacles. You say glasses, they may or may not know what you're talking about. In India, I mean, in America, spectacles is an old-fashioned word that sounds funny, but they use British English in India, you know. I've been 10 years in India now. So anyways, but you can put a coloration. You can get brown, green, purple, pink. People get these clip-ons that they put over their glasses, you know. Then it gives a coloration. Understand? Yes? Yes, maybe? No, I'm talking to you, Prabhu. You have spectacles. You ever put any clip-ons on? Yes. So the idea is, so Vaidhi Bhakti, it means the process of strict orders of Guru and following Guru Sadhu Shastra very strictly, the Shastra, the orders of Srila Rupa Goswami and other acharyas, all the way up the line of disciplic succession. Then after some time, some coloration of Raghuruga should arise. Raghuruga means spontaneous devotional service. That means you want to get up in the morning because you want to see the deities, not because somebody's going to knock on your door, bam, 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 Prabhu, come on, it's time to get up. Yeah, not like that. That some taste must arise to see the deities. And as far as seeing deities is concerned, everybody should know this very important. Shishi Rukmini Prabhupada told us, the deities, they are taking inventory. Inventory like a warehouse, like the BBT warehouse. The deities are taking inventory. So, who has come to see me today? Prabhupada told us, Krishna is taking inventory. Inventory. He's not, you know, deaf, and the deities are not deaf, they're not blind. They're highly aware of who is coming, so they're looking. They're not inert. They're not actually marble, that is a costume. As Srishi Radha and Krishna themselves, they are present by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and they're looking at, so who has come to see us? And Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and Srishi Gonitai, they're looking to see. So, who has come to see us today? They take note. So, we should develop the desire to also see Krishna. Here's a funny story. That there was some demoniac hippie stood up and challenged Srila Prabhupada, and probably in New York, probably a drug addict, and said, "Can you see God?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, but right now you're standing in the way." So we don't accept, like the Hindus say, "Have you seen God?" "Yes, I have seen idols in the temple. Yes, yes, I have seen." You know, but we accept this is Krishna himself. Srishi Radha and Krishna themselves. Jagannath is Krishna. Baladev is Baladev. Subhadra. They are real persons. We accept this. So they are not inert, so they see us, and we should develop that desire to come to see them also. So therefore, Prabhupada says, advancement in Krishna consciousness is very powerful. And therefore, even during this life, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So everyone here actually has already achieved, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his bona fide representatives, everyone here today and everyone listening on the internet have all achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. But we, you know the American saying, wake up and smell the coffee. You know, that's American saying. You've never heard that before? Oh, well. It used to be in America. I'm sure it's still an American saying. Wake up and smell the coffee means, you know, Jeev Jago. we've already achieved the lotus feet of the Lord, but we've got some cataract into the eye. We cannot understand it. We cannot understand. By the mercy of Guru, already we have achieved. So during this life, such a devotee has achieved. I mean, Prabhupada's saying, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So what kind of devotee who was functioning on the platform of Brahma Bhuta? As Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, na sochite, na kanchite. Of course, sochite and kanchite means hankering and lamentation. Now, to become completely free from hankering and lamentation, that's not so easy thing to do. Because generally we have a tendency to hanker. Hanker means to try to want to get something we haven't got. Oh, I wish I had that car. I wish I had that widescreen Samsung TV. Whatever, you know, devotees may hanker after something else on the material side. You know, brahmacharis sometimes want to get married and so forth and so on. Hankering. And then lamentation because, oh, I haven't got it. I wish I could have it by now. So in this way, we've become contaminated by desire, material desire. But real devotee means na sochiti, na kanchiti. No hankering, no lamentation. I personally discussed this with Prabhupada about the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotional service mixed with the three modes of material nature. In that chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it's all about devotional service mixed with the three modes of material nature. On the other hand, all throughout the Shastra, devotional service is described as having nothing to do with the modes of material nature. So this might at first glance appear to be contradictory. Anyways, I wanted to clarify from my own understanding. So I personally asked Prabhupada this morning walk in Detroit. I think it was 1975. Have you read that transcript? 1975, I think. Detroit, Michigan. So I asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada in his third canto says that it speaks of devotional service mixed with the three modes of material nature. So I want to be very specific. So I said, does that apply to your disciples? That's a very narrow, because his disciples and now grand disciples are a very, you could say, narrow category of Vaishnav, you could say. In other words, Sudhir Labha, very rarely found. Very specific. In our line of disciple succession, Sudhir Labha, very, very rare. And coming in our line of disciple succession, then taking Diksha initiation in our line, Sudhir Labha, very, very rare. And so it's a very specific category. To take initiation in our line is a very specific category, and Sudhir Labha, very, very rare. We can't, just because we see now hundreds of thousands of devotees around the world, actually there's millions. I discussed with the public relations director for New Delhi Temple, and he agreed there are followers of ISKCON worldwide between 6 or 7 million. Ready, bow! Jagaguru Sirupar Ki Jai! We are not a small, that includes the people that come only for Sunday feasts, the people come for Rath Yatra, fringes, you know, that includes all the fringes. And the, people that, like Krishna Prasadam or, you know, here people go to Govindas, that includes all these people who are, also coming Janmasthami, maybe Rath Yatra, like that, you know, that all adds up to between 6 and 7 million people. Haribao, followers of ISKCON specifically. That's not even counting the outside, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, you see? So, I asked, so does that apply to your disciples? Then Prabhupada dropped a bomb on me. He dropped a bomb on me. Like, you know, in Vietnam, they were putting landmines and still, you step on the landmine, boom! You know, goes off and explodes in your face. You're lucky if you survive with all your limbs intact, you know. Boom! Prabhupada put off this bomb on me, like, he said, it depends who you consider to be my disciples. Oh my God, like I was really like the bomb went off in my face, you know, like recoil, you know, like maybe you've seen enough war movies or something to know, like recoil, you know, or if you shoot a powerful gun, recoil, like, oh my God, I was stunned. Because in the 1970s, isn't it true? Nakamaji, we thought when everybody sat down, took initiation, sat in front of the deities, you know, got a whole spiritual name, we thought they were disciple, you know. They're in, you know, they're disciple. They've entered the doors of Vaikuntha. But Prabhupada was giving me what's known as a wake-up call. Yeah, it ain't necessarily so. Those who follow Acharya, they're disciples. This is what Prabhupada like laid on this bomb blast on me. But he hit this bomb on me. But then fortunately, even though I was stunned, Krishna gave me presence of mind to inquire. So, it depends who you consider to be my disciples. I said, I mean those who follow your instructions, Srila Prabhupada. Then he said, no, it does not apply. That chapter, devotional service mixed with the modes of material nature, does not apply to those who follow Acharya. Then it does not apply. Then it's not mixed with devotional service. Then it should be anyabhilasita tumyam, which Prabhupada is citing in this purport. Anyabhilasita sunyam, that means pure devotional service, as defined by Srila Rupa Goswami, in Nectar Devotion. So, then he says, so following Acharya, then it does not apply. And that makes a huge difference. Then I said, well, what about this nasochiti nakanchiti, though? Devotees, you know, Krishna says nasochiti nakanchiti. Then he said another shocking statement. But we see, I said, but sometimes we see devotees also sometimes hankering or lamentation, maybe devotee may be having. Prabhupada said, then not devotee. Oops. Of course, it's not actually funny. But, that's not to discourage anybody, especially all those out in cyberland hearing this lecture should not be discouraged. The Prabhupada was underscoring the point, pure devotional service. That's what he's underscoring here. Anlabhilasita sunya, pure devotional service. If we follow Acharya carefully, underscore the word carefully, then that is the Brahma-Bhuta platform. Brahma-Bhuta prasanatma nasochi nakanchati. So a devotee is supposed to be functioning on the Brahma-Bhuta platform. Then the byproduct of Brahma-Bhuta platform is nasochiti nakanchati. Then there won't be hankering and lamentation if we're actually following Acharya. Of course, that's not such an easy thing. One has to develop a clean heart in order to come to that level of following that we're actually free from sochiti and kanchiti. But we must be in order to become actual devotees. Otherwise, we may be functioning on shadow attachment. You've heard of shadow attachment, yes. We've got some attachment for Guru, we've got some attachment for Krishna. But in the beginning it is called shadow attachment because we haven't yet attained the platform of spotless pure devotional service. But if we follow Acharya, then we can come to that. That depends. Yetamam prabhajyante tam sateva bhajamiham, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. All of them as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. So according to our degree of surrender internally and externally, doesn't mean you have to live in the temple. All those out of cyberland should not be discouraged. It doesn't mean you have to live in the temple, but you have to follow Acharya. Otherwise, under the modes of nature. Otherwise, if you don't, especially after initiation. Otherwise, after initiation, don't become again a mouse. Everybody know that story? Don't become again a mouse. Ladies, you know that story? You're knowing? How many of you don't know the story? You don't know the story. Oh, this question. Oh, come on, Sebastian. You know the story. You know the story. It's a great story. I don't know how many times. Prabhupada told it so many times, because it's a very important concept. Pune Mustika Bhava. Don't become again a mouse. I'll tell the short. Well, it's a great story, but Prabhupada told it so many times. Once upon a time, there was a mouse, and he was out in the forest. And the mouse was being chased by a cat. Now, there was a great yogi there in the forest that lived in a hut. So somehow or other, the mouse came and approached the yogi, mystic yogis, and inquired from the yogi,
My dear yogi, sir, Dhanavat Pranams.
Apparently, the yogi could understand mouse language, you know.
Dhanavat Pranams, Maharaj. Jai, Dhanavat Pranams. Maharaj, I have a problem.
Yes?
Well, there's this cat. This cat is after me. And,
well, so?
Well, I want to know. I know you're great.
Okay. Yes, come on, get to the point.
Well, can you, Mr. Paris? Yes, I said get to the point. Well, can you make me a cat, please?
Sure, all right, fine. Boing, 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 cat. Mouse becomes cat, and then the cat goes away. Not that much time goes by, and the cat comes back, maybe the very next day.
Meow, Mr. Yogi. Huh? Mr. Yogi.
Cats complain a lot, you know.
I have a request.
What is your request, you know? Says,
there's a dog. A dog is after me, Mr. Yogi, Sir, Sri, Guruji, Maharaj. Can you help me, please?
Dog is after me. Well, so, what do you expect?
Well, can you please make me a dog?
All right, become a dog. Poof. Thank you. Okay, bye. Thank you. And he goes off, you know. So then, short time later, the dog comes back to the yogi.
You again?
Yeah. Sorry, sir. And dogs offer Dhanavat Pranams. Just, I got to tell you, just when I first went to India in 1974, in Vrindavan, there was no gate, there was no walls around the temple. 1974-75 wasn't built, completed yet. So dogs could come freely into the Krishna Balaram Mandir, into the grounds next to the temple. And devotees didn't like to be around dogs. Dogs are mochi. So they used to throw rocks at the dogs to get rid of them. But then there was this one dog, if you threw a rock at it, it offered Dhanavat Pranams. Uh-oh. It just surrendered. It offered full Dhanavat Pranams. If you threw something at it, just a full Dhanavat Pranams. The devotees started thinking, uh-oh, maybe this is not a good idea to throw rocks at this dog. So that dog got the nickname Dhanavat Dog. Of course, that dog was going to go back to Godhead anyways. This is a true story, you know, true story. So this dog offers Dhanavat Pranams. Oh, Mr. Yogi, stop complaining. Now what do you want? You nonsense, you're back again. What do you want? There's the tiger after me. So, what do you expect? It's jungle. Well, can you make me a tiger, please? You nonsense. All right, boing, become a tiger. Now get lost. Go. So the tiger's sitting there. I said, go! Well, because tiger's a big cat, you know. Actually, I'm hungry. And you look really tasty. I think I'm going to eat you.
What, you rascal, you ungrateful fool? You nonsense! Pune Mustikababa! Become again a mouse!
That's the Pune Mustikababa story. So, again a mouse. Ungrateful, didn't understand, full of ignorance. Prabhupada told this story so many times. Don't become again a mouse. That means just again under the modes of material nature. So back to my conversation in Detroit. So Brahma-Bhuta Prasadatma, we have to come to that Brahma-Bhuta platform, the transcendental platform that is not mixed with the modes of material nature. Now, Amarendra Prabhu, you can ask Amarendra. Amarendra asked a similar question in Gainesville when Prabhupada was there. So you can ask Amarendra about this. He asked a similar question. Then this, during this, my conversation with Srila Prabhupada, Satsuru Maharaj then added into the conversation that how Prabhupada previously said that the neophyte devotee is like a mango, green mango. You can't say that a green mango is not a mango. You can't say that. A green mango is a mango, but it's green. It's not ripe. So similarly, a neophyte devotee, you can't say a neophyte is not a devotee. They are Vaishnav. Just like when Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, there was one village, there is probably still there, Kalinigram. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So every time Mahaprabhu would go to Kalinigram, they would ask only one question, who is a Vaishnav? So one time Mahaprabhu gave the answer, who is Vaishnav? Who chants Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Big, small, in between, up, down, we are surrounded by Vaishnavas. Hare Bhav! Come on, you can do better than that. Nidago Hare Bhav! Nidago Hare Bhav! Nidago Hare Bhav! Jaga Guru Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we are surrounded by Vaishnavas, seen and unseen. Uppercut means unseen. Uppercut means seen. We are surrounded by so many unseen Vaishnavas also. I'll give you an example. In New York, in the early days, the devotees were inexperienced. They didn't know how to deal with the media. And they wanted to introduce Srila Prabhupada to the media. So they sent out press releases, and they rented a hall, and they made a banquet with linen tables, everything for the media. But they were inexperienced, so they did it on a Saturday. You don't do media events on Saturdays. They don't show up unless it's like a, you know, terrorism or a bomb blast or famous person dies or something, and they'll show up. But, I mean, they don't show up on Saturdays. So devotees were absolutely mortified. That means totally embarrassed and humiliated. So they said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, we're so, so sorry. We prepared everything here. We invited the media, but nobody showed up. Prabhupada said, what do you mean nobody showed up? There's Narada Muni, Panchatattva, Vajjadana Nityananda. What do you mean nobody showed up? Lord Shiva, you know, what do you mean nobody showed up? Well, that's the vision. So that's uppercut. What we can't see. What we can't see with a fleshy eyeball. Practically speaking, we can't see anything. We are blind. Therefore, everyone say, Om Agina Atmanindasya Gina Gina Shalakaya Chaksuan Minitam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Guru's opening the eyes with the torchlight of knowledge, so we can see again. Prabhupada said, you've got cataract in the eye. I have come to perform surgery. Haribam! 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 We have all got cataract. I actually had a cataract also. At one point I was blind in my left eye, then I had to have the surgery. Now it's fine. So Prabhupada said, I've come to perform surgery. You've got cataract in the eye. We have all got cataracts in the eye. We can't see Krishna. Because actually, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva means Krishna is everything. Vasudeva Sarva means all. Everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Vasudeva. Krishna is all pervading. He's everywhere. Mahabharata doesn't see anything material. But we're seeing everything material. We're so foolish, we may still think this is Los Angeles. But actually, it is, the whole place is purified by Prabhupada's having stepped foot here. So this we have to take, this, stick tight to the lotus feet of Acharya. Stick tight to the lotus feet of Acharya. And instructions, Vani, then we can all become perfect as described here. This protection of the lotus feet of the Lord. Okay, thank you very much. Jagaguru Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anyone have any question or comment, corrections? Thank you. Thank you. Hari Hari Bol.
Sandra.